You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Rob. It was an amazing week of Survivor, and we had incredible podcasts with Christian Hubicki and Steven on the Know-It-Alls. Make sure you catch those as well. Plus, The Circle was back this week with an AI contestant. Taryn, Mike Bloom, and Puya broke down the first week of drops from The Circle and on Renap. Who did Sam Moore find for the big guest? Find out on this week's Rob and Akiva Need a Podcast, all right here on RHAP. We know reality TV.
Hi, I'm Kirsten.
Hi, I'm Sasha.
And this is Mess Magnets.
We're back, baby. Wow, so in sync.
We did it. Oh, that was beautiful. Oh my God.
It only took like 30 episodes.
Happy Halloween, Sasha.
Happy Halloween. Oh my God. Happy Halloween to all the messengers. This might come out when, in your mind, it's holiday season, and I get it. But we record this on Mondays, usually.
We are recording it on Halloween.
Yes.
This is the Halloween edition of the podcast. And if you don't like it, I don't care.
Oh my God. Listen, everyone likes to judge people's costumes.
Yes, everybody does. It's what we do. Sasha, you and your husband had very cute Halloween costumes.
Yes.
It was
beautiful. Yeah, we were Bollywood. We were Bollywood actors from the iconic movie Kuch Kuch Hota Hai. From it's like early, is it 90s? Shit, I think it's 90s.
Oh, wow.
Or early 2000s, you know, one of them movies.
Yes.
So I loved it. You were really cute.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, I loved y'all's costume.
Yeah, we just literally went and bought peanut butter and jelly costumes at Spirit Halloween the day before the party because we did not plan ahead. It's fine.
Listen, at least you bought costumes. This is stuff we already owned.
Yeah,
that
but
I was
worked.
Like, what can we do?
No, so cute. You guys look so cute. I feel like I deeply need to get into Bollywood movies. I know I would love them.
Yeah.
I just need to do it.
Yeah, and especially this era, because they're all love stories with happy endings.
That's what I want.
But still happy endings.
That's me, like, reading my mom's old romance novels from the 70s,
exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
Problematic, but it's fine.
Basically, like, I will own that most Shah Rukh Khan movies, which, you know, we all know I'm obsessed with, is problematic. And I don't care. I love him.
You are allowed to have one problematic phase.
Thank you. Okay. And it's Shah Rukh Khan.
I'll
fight you all. I'll fight you all for it. I told my husband that he was dressing up as my love. And he was so offended.
Oh my God. The way Karthik is going to leave you one day.
As if. What would he do?
Yeah, you're right. Where'd he go? Let's be real here.
Please.
Oh my God. Halloween costumes are kind of the name of the day. I feel like we're going to just talk about a bunch of them and just a vibe for all of it. I don't know.
Yeah, we have like a few stories. I mean, a few quick bites. Want to make that clear. But besides that, I mean, listen, these celebrities said we're going to pause on the drama and give you all the mess when it comes to our costumes. And I feel like we did have some drama filled costumes. So I like it.
A little bit. Yeah, a little bit. Not the best.
No.
Before we get into the Halloween costumes and everything, would just like to remind the messengers that we are relying on you for 5-star ratings and reviews. We need them to breathe. We're like Tinkerbell. If we don't get attention, we'll die.
Correct.
So please go to your podcatcher of choice. Leave us a little 5-star. Write a couple cheeky words. It really does make our day. None of you, not one of you sent us a rating after last week. And we're disappointed and you're in detention, basically.
Yeah. Like, listen, no failing grades here. Okay. We're better than this. That's all I'm saying.
100%. So please do that as well as, you know, top of the show. Great time to remind you. Send us your mess. tinyurl.com/messmagnets. We got a couple new ones that are pretty juicy.
Yes. Great job.
Good job to y'all. But we could always use more. We always want more.
Yeah, you're up to a D from an F. Got it.
Which I think, isn't that still a failing in America?
Yes. Yes, it is. So that's the point. That's what listen.
Okay. I just want to be clear about the grading. Okay. We're not curving this class. So
no. And merch is coming. We have a design. We've given our feedback. We're making moves.
We're working on it. We will let you know when it comes, okay?
And we're not leaving y'all hanging if we don't talk about it. Just want to make that clear.
We would never do that to you.
No. So should we joke about Ace Fest?
Listen, Mess Fest could happen.
Yes, it could not happen. And that would be the whole point.
Okay, should we jump into Halloween now?
Yes, let's do it.
Okay, let's first talk about Kim Kardashian, because I feel like it's rare that we get a genuinely funny story about Kim K.
I know. Then again, was this planned? You tell us.
It was very clearly planned.
Yeah. So if anyone knows, Tracee Ellis Ross, the queen, is 50,
How? I cannot believe that she's 50. I saw that, I was like, it has to be a typo.
Exactly. Maybe 5, because her skin, everything, amazing. Mm-hmm. So, but she decided, you know, to throw just like a classy party, like a birthday dinner. Yeah, it wasn't Halloween themed, even though it was Halloween weekend, which is fine. I believe that I think I don't want my birthday parties necessarily to be dress up. Mm-hmm. I will say that. That's a personal thing. But of course, Kim Kardashian decided to show up in a full Mystique outfit.
Yeah. So she said, it's Halloween, I'm dressing up. And she did the full, like, blue bodysuit, the colored contacts, the red wig slicked back. I will say, every single article is like, wow, Kim K squeezed her curves into this bodysuit. And I'm like, get with the program. The Kardashians are skinny now. Stop it.
That's exactly it. I actually talked to someone at a Halloween party about this, where a man was like, you know, I feel like skinny is weirdly coming back. And I was very surprised that he knew that. Mm-hmm. So I was like, yeah, because I was telling him about Mess Magnets.
Of course.
And he was like, oh, I feel like this. And I was like, wait, let me tell you, Kim Kardashian actually took out a bunch of her hip things. I was like, I don't even know what they are. And then we had a whole conversation about BBL.
Wow.
Yeah. So everyone's talking about it. And
the parties you go to are very different than the parties I go to.
Listen, no, because I think folks are just genuinely like interested in podcasting because this is a bunch of like tech people that live in the Bay Area. So they're just like, what? My friends are not as impressed, I will say. These are like my husband's friends first. I mean, they're my friends now, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, they're your friends through your husband.
Yeah, they're like, I'm the plus one. I know my place. And it's, they're very much like, whoa, what are you into? Like, this is crazy. As opposed to, you know, I feel like my friends that are like, yeah, this is normal.
Yeah, they're like, shut up. We don't care.
Exactly. But that's how you know they're real friends.
Yeah. And then other people are like, oh, tell me more.
Yeah.
Let me tell you what you don't need to know about me podcasting about the real Love Bone.
Listen, I'm telling you, but they're very into it. And they started watching 90 Day Fiancé because of me.
Oh my God, look at you go.
Yeah, they're very sweet. My husband has very sweet friends. But yeah, so I will say, I think Kim Kardashian's outfit was great. It very much worked. So it was giving, what is it, Rebecca? How do you say her last name?
Romaine.
Romaine, thank you. It's like her mystique instead of maybe the Jennifer Lawrence that people are used to watching with the X-Men. But as an X-Men stan, I liked it. I think she did well. Tracee Ellis Ross just looked so good. And then there's a blue person.
She's just like this glowing, beautiful, like...
Like, woman, does she even have makeup on?
The gorgeous red outfit. Like she honestly could have no makeup on and I would believe that. But, like, she looks just so stunning. And then she's just next to this blue mutant. Ridiculous.
And Kim looks like a fan. I have to say, in this picture. And Kim,
that's what it is.
Yeah. Because Kim posted it on her story and said, that time I showed up to a birthday party dinner in full costume when it wasn't a costume party. So, you know, maybe if she went as Elle Woods with the bunny outfit, it would have been funnier.
That would have been really funny.
I know. So I also think it could have been planned, because how are you that bad of friends, or which PA fucked up to not tell her it wasn't a costume party?
No, it was definitely planned to get a headline. Like, this is such an easy positive headline to get, that they'll take those wins wherever they can get them.
Yeah, very much agree. And I mean, it seems like, and Tracee Ellis Ross reposted it, so seems like it's all good, but I just, the math ain't mathing on this, and it's very weird, y'all.
Yes.
Agree. And Diddy also dressed up as the Joker and at the same party.
Very good Joker costume. Yeah. Let's be clear on that. Rest in peace, Heath Ledger.
Yeah, it was Heath Ledger's Joker. Thank you. Yes. Diddy also, I think, outside of the party, had like funny videos with him and Tyler, the Creator, which are so funny. I don't know what they were doing. And he almost got into a fight with an Atlanta actor.
No.
Sorry, I don't watch Atlanta. So let me... Hold on one second. Yeah. So with Michael J. Ferguson, who plays 2-Bit in Power. No. I'm sorry. Not. This is horrible that I just did that. Power.
It's two shows that you don't want. It's okay.
Yeah. I'm sorry, everyone. Anyway, so they're fighting about what? Like, I don't understand.
That is so, I wish I could understand.
Yeah.
Was it Kim and Diddy's costumes here? Reminded me, did you see Tyga dressed up as E.T.?
Oh, yeah.
And like a super real, I feel like a few celebs went for like super realistic Halloween costumes and not.
Yes.
Like I know that, like, obviously Kim K looks sexy in the bodysuit or whatever, but she doesn't look like, oh, just sexy. It's not like lingerie and bunny ears, you know, like it's like a genuine costume. Mm-hmm. But like a few people really went for that.
Yeah. I'm into it. And also Sweetie dressed up as Mystique as well, which I feel like I'll just bring up. And people are like, who wore it better? And it's like, shut up. Don't do that. They're both amazing queens, and that's all that matters. Also, I think Sweetie's Mystique was very much Jennifer Lawrence versus, I would say, Kim Kardashian. At least according to me. I don't know. People can feel free to disagree. But Sweetie also just has... A Sweetie, for folks that don't know, maybe is a rapper. So her Halloween costumes have always been wild. She dressed up as all three of the Destiny's Child, the whole band, and did like a whole photo shoot. Costumes are out of control. I love them. So just, you know, we're not comparing. I just like that both of them dressed up as Mystique and they both look good. And yes. Mutants are coming back to Marvel anyway. So we love it. Okay. We love it.
I love every time you expose your Marvel stand-up.
I didn't get asked on a second date with someone because they thought I was like a super nerd.
Well, they're a loser. So.
Yeah, 100%. but it's so funny because every time I podcast about a superhero, I always think of him and what an idiot he was.
Well, now you're really like too much of a nerd for that guy. But yeah, oh my God, he was like a better thing.
He literally was like, oh, I assumed you have mountains of comic books in your house. And I was like, okay, sure. And this is when like Iron Man and that had come out. So people were into comic, like movies normally. Anyway, man's was weird. But don't let any man tell you anything you like is weird.
No, just like what you like.
Yes. And they should follow along. Anyway, listen, maybe that's just what I have at home. But also we have a Billie Eilish costume. What do you think about this mess?
Okay. First of all, I've seen a lot of people talking about like, oh, is this like Taylor Swift's fault with the sexy baby lyric? No, this has nothing to do with it. It's not all about Taylor Swift. Stop it. So in case people don't know, mm-hmm. Billie Eilish is currently dating Jesse Rutherford, who is in his early 30s. She's 20. He's known her since she was 15. We've been very clear on our stance on the power dynamic in large age relationships. And they chose to dress as a baby and an old man for Halloween.
It's disgusting. I can't. Gross. I hate it. It doesn't work.
I think it would have been funny if he dressed as a baby and she dressed as like an old woman.
Sure. Yeah. Then I think I would be like, haha, that's funny. They're making fun of like trolls. But this is not it.
No, I don't like it.
And I do think that their age gap is horrible.
The fact that he's known her since she was a teenager is what like. Mm-hmm. Really, really pushes it.
I know. I feel like we started with that. Our first ever Mess Magnets episode mm-hmm. was me talking about this. And again, literally, I can't.
It continues and it just continues to happen.
Right? It's too much. I don't know.
Yeah, so they haven't been together super long, right? Like it just got announced that they were dating like a couple weeks ago. And it's just who and Jesse Rutherford is from the neighborhood. Like, is that a band or a show? Who is this my person? God. He's a singer.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you. I was like, I'm not. I know.
Oh, the neighborhood is an alt rock band. This man is older than me.
He's my age. Yeah.
Yeah.
I just imagine me dating a freaking.
You could never. What would you even talk like? If I had to wait in like a waiting room with a 20-year-old, what would we even talk about? You know, I would just pull out my phone.
Yeah, I would just be like, "How are you doing, fellow kids?" Like that's how literally I would sound. Horrible mess. Ain't no way I could talk to a 20-year-old.
No, we have nothing to talk about.
I'd be like, so Gen Z, what are y'all up to?
Yeah, what's the current slang? What emoji do I need to stop using?
Why do y'all
how
hate
should I be dressing?
Yeah, why do y'all hate perfection? That's my biggest question. Like every picture they post is blurry. And I have to know why.
The times are changing. They don't know what it's like to take a digital camera to the bar and post 70 photos the night to a Facebook album.
TVT.
They don't understand that we've been doing photo dumps since we were children.
Right? And it was so much work. And remember when you had to tag every single person in the picture?
In every single picture.
Oh, God. I just can't. I had a friend who would tag team people's pictures. Like we would be like, okay, this person posted and is not doing a good job tagging. So her and I would go and tag.
That is so fun. I feel like I was always going in and untagging myself from every picture. So I was like, I don't want my parents to know what I'm doing. Like,
oh, yeah.
Get out of here.
Oh, my God. That's so funny.
Me having my Facebook set. So if anyone tags me in anything, I have to approve it before it goes onto my timeline.
Yeah, I think I'm there now, but back in college, I didn't care. I was just like, whatever. Don't look. I think, again, because I was with other brown girls.
I posted a picture on my 18th birthday where there was a single beer can in the background, mm-hmm. and I got like a religious rant from one of my aunties.
Yeah, I don't think. Yeah, because like I said, I was in a South Asian sorority. Mm-hmm. So we all had the same like issues at home, with mine being the most lenient. So we were that was helpful. And the boys we were around also had similar rules at home. So that's the trick.
You all have the same boundaries.
Exactly.
But yeah, I also think Billy's baby costume was really creepy.
Yeah, I don't get it. I don't think it's funny. I don't know how you can kiss like some while you're. Well, how can you kiss a baby? And how can you kiss an old man? You know what I mean? I feel like it's the same.
Even the white eyeliner around her eyes and like just the whole look. Like, even if it wasn't with him, if she had just been a baby for Halloween, I think it's a creepy costume.
Yeah. And I wonder if, and people I think are saying, I guess her comments are full of, you're distracting. This is a distraction because she posted like, I'm tired. And people are like, stop it. We saw your couple's costume. Like, you're not going to draw attention away from this.
Yeah, just all of the comments. Distraction post won't work this time. We saw the couple's costume and I'm tired of your actions. Girl, so are we. We've seen your costume and we're not happy. See how you didn't post that costume? You should have never worn it, girl. Girl, you stay trying to distract somebody. Not the distraction post. Imagine how tired we are.
I can't. They're killing her in the comments. Okay. But she's 20. And I feel like at 20, I was also doing stupid stuff.
Yeah. The prefrontal cortex is not all there.
Yeah. Yet. So it's just, we're not happy about it. I want to make that clear. But also, she's 20.
Yeah.
And has fame at 20.
And has had fame.
Yes.
For so long already.
Yeah, it's just a lot.
Okay. Like, thinking about the fact that Billie Eilish is only 20 and how long she's been around is like, oh my God, that has to be damaging.
I also feel like younger celebrities just grow at an exponential rate. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm always like, I thought this person was 2 years old. Turns out they're 10.
Literally.
Like Sophia Grace, right? From the Super Bass. If folks know the two little girls that went viral for singing Nicki Minaj's mm-hmm. Super Bass, and they were on the Ellen show. Well, the main one is having a baby.
But also she's 19. A teen mother.
Yeah.
But still. So it's not like she's like 30.
But still.
I know.
It's too much.
It is entirely too much.
Yeah. And then we have other costumes.
Let's get to the next.
Yes.
I feel like the one that I saw the most of this weekend was Frankie Jonas and his girlfriend Anna Olsen.
Yes.
Dressed up as Joe Jonas and Fearless era Taylor Swift.
And I was crying. I think it's hilarious. It's so funny. I don't care what anyone says.
Well, and I think it's really funny. I saw a TikTok from Anna that was like replying to a comment of someone being like, I can't believe that he was okay with this. And her being like, if you think I would date someone who's not okay with me being a Swiftie, like, get out of town.
That's so funny. I love that. I just think they're very funny. And we all know Frankie Jonas is the most superior Jonas.
I mean, no, I don't know if I have a strong take on this, but he is known as the bonus Jonas.
Yeah, but I believe he's the best Jonas because he's just the craziest. Like, he just be doing random shit that you're just like, are you okay? Like, what's going on?
That's true. Also, Frankie's hashtags on the post were hashtag Jonas Brothers 3D movie, hashtag Stream Midnights, hashtag Happy Halloween, but he spelled Halloween wrong.
Yeah. I can't. I don't know. I don't know if this is supposed to be funny. I don't.
They had matching purity rings for their costume.
You know what would have really put it over the top, which I get that that's your brother, so maybe you can't, unless you really hate your brother, a cell phone voicemail.
Well, but then that's the thing, too, with the whole like thing is that Joe got so much crap for breaking up with Taylor on a phone call in like 19 seconds or whatever, because she went on the Ellen show again. Yes. Why are we talking about Ellen so much? Blah. And was like, oh, you know, when I'm older, I'm not going to remember the boy who like broke up with me on the phone in 19 seconds. And Joe Jonas was like, well, the phone call can only last until as long as you don't hang up. Like, she hung up on him and then used it to make him sound worse.
I mean, queen shit.
Listen, she's been a snake for a long time.
We knew this. Okay, we knew this. There's nothing wrong with it. I think it's hilarious, but so no, she's not 100% kosher with how she be moving.
Sometimes people like to be a victim, okay? And that's sometimes okay and sometimes not okay. We have nuance here.
Yeah, but anyway, I just think that is the funniest costume. It's so just
funny.
How can you do that to your own brother?
Well, I mean, did Joe respond, actually? Did we even?
I don't think so.
Did his wife respond?
Oh my God. I want to cry.
So funny. Oh my God.
I just don't get it. I don't get how you're like, what should we dress up as? Oh, I know. My best, my best Stan. So I'm going to show my Stan card. And then, oh, they dated. Happens to be your brother. Like, what?
Well, I don't see any Insta stories from Sophie Turner. So.
No, I don't think so. Even though Sophie Turner, I love because she trolls Joe Jonas.
She literally posts her Instagram story that she's listening to Mr. Perfectly Fine.
Yeah.
I love her so
I appreciate
much.
It. I really do.
Oh, she's
I
have everything to me.
Oh, my God. I love it. God. But yeah, you know, let us know. Like, if my sibling did some snake shit like this, I think I would laugh.
If my sister dressed up as me and her husband dressed up as my ex-boyfriend, would it be an argument? Yes.
Yeah.
But me and my ex-boyfriend are not celebrities, you know? So it's different.
That's what I mean. I just feel like now if, because think about it, if you were married and living your best life with a kid and everything.
Yeah.
And then your sister did that. I feel like you'd be like, that is so funny. Let me wipe my tears away with my hundreds.
Yeah, literally. Literally. And anyway, I'll take this any day over dressing like a baby, dressing like an old man.
Period.
Or these weirdos dressing their kids up as Jeffrey Dahmer this year. Or like,
oh, you stop up that.
And ew, yuck.
We're true crime fiends.
Yeah.
And we would just shut up. Don't be an idiot. Like, that's so gross.
Well, that's the thing, too, is I think that sometimes true crime people, when you first get into it, before you've really interrogated, you know, why you like true crime and what that means, it can be a little weird of like, oh, who's your favorite serial killer? And then, like, you gain an ounce of knowledge and you're like, wow, no real people died. Like, I don't. I'm not going to be glorifying someone who killed people.
Yeah, stop it. Okay, please. That's disgusting.
Enough is enough. To cleanse this, Lizzo dressed up as Marge Simpson, and it was iconic.
I feel like this is 10 on 10.
No notes.
Just so funny.
Like the pumps, the necklace, the dress. She painted her whole damn body yellow.
That part. Okay. I just feel like she did such a good job.
Mm-hmm. It just looks so good. Like, and the hair, like the way the wig is styled, like.
And the dress. And how does her like paint look so flawless? You know, it's just, it's not fair to be this great.
I don't understand how. Like, it must have taken so long.
Yeah. Oh, it might be photoshopped because in the next one is a video and it doesn't look as clean, but it still looks perfect.
That's fine. She's perfect.
Yeah.
She's
and like perfect. Your body, I mean, body paint is hard. So I get it.
Yeah. No. What are you supposed to do? Like,
she was also Miss Piggy.
The Miss Piggy ones are so glam. Oh yeah, because
I guess Miss Piggy actually did this and I want to cry.
The caption on her post 2 hours ago is a pig's pussy pork. Only one way to find out.
Like, stop.
Icon behavior.
I love her. She's a mess. And why does she look so good with the damn fake snake?
That's I have to stop looking at Alyssa's Instagram. This is too much.
Yeah, we're in a deep dive. We're back.
Okay? So Northwest had a couple of Halloween costumes over the weekend. The first one that I saw was her dressed as Michael Jackson with his own hat.
Oh, I have a baby costume as me dressed up as Michael Jackson.
Oh, well, I'm assuming that your mom didn't spend $70,000 buying his hat and jacket on eBay for you.
It was my mom's leather jacket that she put on me as a dress.
That is adorable. But yeah, North actually has Michael Jackson's hat from Smooth Criminal, and it has his makeup on it. Oh, my God. And she wore it for her Halloween party. These rich people.
I will say I wish that I was rich, okay? Like this kind of like filthy, because my parties will be out of control. Like, I love to throw a good themed party.
Your parties are already out of control.
No, no, no. Like, I wish I had a few money so I could do this. Like, I really, this is the only thing I feel like I am jealous of the Kardashians.
That they can just,
that their parties are just out of control.
People are really annoyed, though, with this as well.
Yeah.
But because it's like, why is Kim buying all of the dead celebrity stuff? Like,
because she can. Why are they selling it?
Yeah, I think it is also controversial, because I think that, like, Michael Jackson's kids didn't get things that they were supposed to get, and then it got sold. And so now it's like, okay, well, Kim, maybe you should give this stuff to his family.
Once you're done using it, what are you going to do with it? Is my question.
Well, they've had this stuff for years, I guess. And then, like, she has a jacket as well, and it's not the one that she wore for this costume, but they had the jacket literally altered so that it can be adjusted as she grows, so we'll always fit her.
Got it.
That's weirdo.
Oh my God, I don't get it.
Like, when you have all the money in the world to just make replicas,
that's what I was gonna say. But you know, I think, like, there's a lot of Kim that sometimes gives imposter energy, right? Where she feels like she is, maybe doesn't belong. So I can see that. And from how she shops and stuff,
I could see that.
Yeah. And also her kids, this is so funny, dressed up as Aaliyah, Sade, Snoop, and Eazy-E. I can't. And they're really good.
Oh, I missed that one completely.
Yeah. It's on her feed. But really good costume. And again, this works. It didn't feel like forced. They just look so good and very on point. And this is what I want for my celebrities. You have the money. I'd like you to, like, have fun replicas, not direct. Like, I don't know that I need a, here's exact Michael Jackson's hat. I don't think that does it for me. But if your outfit looks the same, I love that.
Yes, 100%.
Also, any Clueless fans, because Donald Faison dressed up his daughter as, not me forgetting.
Oh, what's my God. Wow, you're a fake Clueless fan.
I'm not a Clueless fan.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I'm not. But what's her name?
Wait, which character? Yeah, Cher. Cher Horowitz is the main character.
Yes, what's the her best friend's name?
But which
friend? Oh, Dion. Jesus.
Okay. I said, which friend?
Yeah. So his daughter dressed up as Dion.
Oh, my God.
With the hat and everything. And the hat, the black hat, it's not houndstooth, plaid outfit, and the red shirt. Like, iconic. Okay. If you're going to put your kids up, this is what I want to see.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, if you're putting your kids in costumes and you're posing them, they need to be fully iconic.
Yeah. And, you know, it's like, if you're exploiting them, try not to show skin. You know, they are little kids.
100%.
Yeah. So they dressed up as Dion and he was Murray, which is so funny.
Oh, my God. No,
he didn't. I think he could have done a better job with his outfit, but I guess he is the character.
That's whenever I think about this, all I can think of is the picture that's like years old.
Yes.
Of Paul Rudd with his daughter, and his daughter is dressed as the Wasp, which obviously Paul Rudd plays Ant-Man.
Yeah,
he literally has the Ant-Man costume. Like, he could be Ant-Man,
right?
And he is dressed as Weird Al next to his daughter, who is in like a really good the Wasp costume. And
Stop.
It's like, why did you do this?
No, see, commit to the bit.
It's so fun. No, but the picture I think is so much more iconic because he's not dressed as
right.
But it's so funny. That's obviously an old one. I don't even know when that's from. That is years old.
Ugh, I'm crying.
Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly yes. dressed up as Pamela Anderson and Tommy Lee.
Oof.
And like they even did like him like doing a line quote off of her boob. And it's like,
I don't know why this is the couple you ever wanted to emulate.
You don't want to be that couple.
Like, wasn't there a whole documentary or like a mini series? Well, yeah,
that's the thing. A mini series just came out showing like the abuse in the relationship.
And
they were like, let's be that.
And there's one picture where he straight up has Machine Gun Kelly's hand is around her neck.
Yeah, no, not funny.
But this is so horrible. And she said, but are these even costumes? You should not be proud of this.
It's like, literally, if that's true, then are you okay? Like, you're not okay? Like, how can we help you? Like, it's.
Yeah. And then they had, I guess, another one where it's like a priest.
Yeah. Did they do priest and nun?
No. Is that a nun? My God.
Let me look at this one.
Yeah. It's like, y'all look at. NSFW, look it up.
I do think she is probably supposed to be a nun.
Got it. With, you know, her body is banging. Don't get me wrong. It looks amazing. It's just, why are we taking communion? And, you know, it feels so sacrilegious. Like, I don't like
that. Yeah, it's definitely sacrilegious.
Like, it's.
Yeah, I don't know. I think like they're both not well. Like, these are the people that said they drink each other's blood, right?
Yes. And she's like has a like. Oh, I don't want to kink shame, but it's also interesting that he's like holding her by her leash.
Well, and that's the thing too, is like, we're not kink shaming if that's what they like. Then good for them. But part of being in a kink lifestyle is actually not like making other people see your kink when they don't consent to it.
Yeah. Oh, that's true. Yeah. Yeah, it's like, just none of it makes sense.
It's
really
very
unfortunate.
Very strange. That's like for the Big Brother people. Did you see what Joseph and Taylor did?
No.
They did like
Sid
and Fancy like Taylor version, and she's also like he also was holding her by a leash.
Mm-hmm. Also, that was not the best relationship.
Also another thing, like the fact that the TV show was like, let's do a Sid and Nancy type costume when he literally murdered her. But okay, I guess we just don't care when women die or get abused, is what I'm getting from these costumes.
Just do a little bit of research in your costume. That's all I ask.
Did you see Josh Duhamel and his wife dressed as J. Howard Marshall and Anna Nicole Smith?
No, I haven't thought about him in so long.
Okay, wait, I'm going to send you right now. I'm going to DM you this picture because it actually, okay, like, is
yeah,
it
I'm
problematic?
On his Instagram.
Like,
I can't find
this.
It.
This might be problem. I really don't. I've not interrogated this one.
Oh, I see. I see her. Okay. Oh,
he's got the walker, and he's got like a bald cap on, and yeah,
that's. Oh my God! It's like I don't want to laugh.
I can't. If I don't laugh, I'm gonna cry.
Yeah. She's also, her thing says business student. How old is she?
Oh.
No, she looks like a little.
Let me look up age difference. Age,
yeah.
He's 28 and he's 49.
Oh, I take it all back.
How long have they been together?
They're married.
But how long?
Oh, well, that part.
They began dating in 2019.
Jeez.
So she was 25 and he was 48. At least she was 25 and we don't know of them knowing each other when she was a kid.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, I did the Anna Nicole Smith costume kind of way really gross, though.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. It's the same. Because
it's the same caption as the baby and the old
man. Exactly.
Yeah.
Because the caption is what age difference?
No.
Yeah.
I'm so sick of
I mean, that's your future, girl. I don't know why you're trying to dress him up now. But he'll probably age well, but still. Ooh.
I'm horrified. Okay, we need to move on.
Yes. And then there's others, but these were the ones I think we
cared the most about.
Yeah, like Kylie had a few. Kendall with her very sexy.
Paris Hilton as Sailor Moon.
Oh, we need to talk about that.
I think she just looked so good.
So let's talk about this. Okay. I think Paris Hilton's outfit amazing. Okay. Mm-hmm. Period.
Literally.
What do we feel about her husband? Because man put in negative effort. Like, I feel like he actually.
Why doesn't it fit him though? Like, why?
It's
because you look, especially because her post has the comparison of like the cartoon and then them. And his, like, he doesn't have any of the buttons on the jacket, on the pants, on the cape. The pants don't fit him. The shirt is not tucked properly. He looks sloppy and she looks perfect.
That's what I'm saying. It's horrible.
Like the bottom of that cape is supposed to be red.
Red.
You're telling me that Paris Hilton and her husband could not find the proper cape? No, absolutely
and I
not.
Think he's wearing the Cardi B sunglasses, like the Sailor Moon mm-hmm. picture. And Mans is wearing a white mask.
Yeah. And here's the thing. You cannot be that rich and post exactly. pictures of such a horrible. Like, if this was like regular people on the street, sure. I'd be like, good, they did a great job. But these are some of the wealthiest people in the world.
And his tag is showing.
Oh,
he didn't even cut off the tag off the dollar store cape.
No, please do better.
Yeah. So again, men start giving better.
Well, he's supposed to have like a white bow tie on. I see no tie. Like, this is sloppy.
Don't they have stylists? I'm very confused.
Paris does for sure. I guess he doesn't.
I don't know. It's really horrible. Like his. I'm just actively pissed off at his costume, yeah, no, I have to say.
The lack of effort is embarrassing.
Oh, and she dressed up also as Captain Marvel, and he was Deadpool, but like...
Even again, then, why her does costume is perfect, and his is like a dollar store or like Spirit Halloween costume.
Why doesn't it fit? Like, I'm very confused.
Because literally he's wearing, it's like the costume we buy at Walmart is what he's wearing.
Yeah.
And it's like custom.
I think Spirit Halloween has better costumes.
Like, did he spend his whole allowance already? And so he didn't have any money left? Like, what is this?
Yeah, it could be that. And he tagged Versace in it. Like, did Versace make the damn?
She was also a sexy FBI agent.
No.
Yeah. Please.
Just, I saw that, and
oh my god! And then again, her husband is in like a t-shirt and a bomber jacket, and he looks like
No, you're lying.
No, I'm not.
Well, I didn't even make it that far. Oh,
it's so bad.
Oh, no. Come on. Ew, he looks like a narc.
He literally looks so bad compared to her. Like, again, if this was just like a normal couple going out for Halloween, it's like, sure, great, whatever, FBI costume, love that for you. But again, these are the richest people in the world.
Come on.
What is his name even? I can't even remember. I'm so happy for her that she's happy, but like, do better, man.
Yeah, it's just, sir, I'm not, this is not it. Just take the L on this because this is horrible. And I remember seeing their costume on Twitter and like people dragging him. for
as
being
they
so
should.
Yeah, it's
why is his so bad?
I could have found a better costume than this. Just put a red velvet thing under and you can just like stitch it.
It's not hard.
And wear a tux. Like,
and then
or a matador.
Like,
suit.
Once again, they have so many resources. So there's no excuse.
They've probably never seen one Sailor Moon costume in their life. I mean,
I can't.
Yeah, it's horrible.
I can't talk about Halloween costumes anymore.
Yeah, let's move on.
Because I'm just like, now I'm so annoyed at this man.
I know. And I'm sorry that we put you all through this. No, I'm just kidding.
No, if we had to see it, you had to see it.
We know this, okay? So now we have some quick bites.
Yes.
Because listen, we're going to give you something. We're going to. So I you know, I was doing the scrolling and turns out, which I literally was like, I wrote in our notes, not sure if this matters. But then you gave me the biggest note of all of it. So we have to share it because y'all, Ryan Murphy is back and we're not talking about Jeffrey Dahmer stuff anymore because
the
man is crazy.
Not American Horror Story.
Listen, Netflix, like move
it's,
on.
So, okay. So Kevin McHale and Jenna Ishkowitz, who were both from the original show Glee, obviously, they played Artie and Tina, very talented singers. And they've already done like a whole Glee podcast, but now they're doing a new Glee podcast called And That's What You Really Missed. And they had Ryan Murphy on their first episode and he was talking about all of the like differences in the show that were going to happen. That are so different from what ended up being the show.
Yeah. So it turns out Matthew Morrison was not supposed to be who they were thinking of for Will Schuster or Mr. Shue, however you want to call it. Turns out they were like, we wanted someone like Justin Timberlake or actually just Justin Timberlake play this.
I do feel like if you make the meme of like what we ordered online and what we got and you put Justin Timberlake and Matthew Morrison, it's like, okay, I believe it.
Yeah, because I think that's how because I watched Glee. It very much felt like this is how he, like a wannabe Justin Timberlake that didn't make it in life. So I get it. Yeah. Okay. That's a high school now Glee club teacher. But this is where I really lose it. Okay. Because it turns out the original script had a much harder edge with Ryan, what Ryan referred to as a NC-17 quote unquote version of the show choir, where a weird protagonist who was unraveling and Mr. Shue was apparently a crystal meth addict.
And honestly, it would explain a lot about his actions throughout the course of the show. Like that man was not right.
Like, please stop this.
Oh, my God.
Can you imagine? I mean, you're right. It actually makes sense. That
like, think about like when he like did the mashup of the thong song for Emma and the like football coach, or like when he sang Toxic with his students, or like.
I mean, when he did anything.
Like, he's so has Matthew Morrison ever been anything but a creep in anything he's been in?
I don't think. Me thinks not.
Because even in, like, he had, like, a brief cameo in even Grey's Anatomy, and he was a horrible guy.
Yeah.
Which
he was horrible.
Yeah, he was
Joe's forgetting.
Yeah, how dare you.
Oh, right.
Also, by the way, for anyone who's wondering, I'm actually currently up to date on Grey's Anatomy with what's currently airing, and the new season is legitimately good, so you should be watching. If you used to love Grey's, just jump in. It's fine.
I'm glad you're talking. No, I refuse. I have been broken free.
I'm not free, so you need to join me in this game.
Absolutely not.
It's legitimately good. It's legitimately really good. It's like a reboot. It's like they went back to season one.
God, absolutely.
It's incredible. No.
Anyway, so it's just tell us what you think. Like, are we so off? Because at this point, doesn't it make sense that Mans was secretly
on some sort of substance?
Yeah, addiction. Because my God, if they said he was an alcoholic, actually, I would have been like, yeah, checks out.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, it wouldn't be the most unhinged thing that happened on that show.
Very much.
Like, remember when Sue had like a whole like altar to Kurt and Blaine.
And then she made them
force them to get back together.
With the it doll. Or no. Is it not it? What is it?
Saw, like the doll. Sorry. The clown or whatever. Yes. Listen, I don't watch horror movies, okay?
No, I can't. Okay, me either. I'm a big baby. Yeah. So anyway, that is your non-Halloween, but still very scary.
Very scary.
But anyway, now, should we get into Anonymous?
Can we please?
Yes, let's do it.
Okay, so this week's Anonymous... just absolutely wonderful, in my opinion.
Can't wait.
So this is a workplace one.
Okay. Yes. The best ones, I think.
Our messenger works in a high school, and due to growth in the school, they've had to find ways to put more classes and offices into the building and get pretty creative.
Horrible.
So one way they've been doing it is splitting some public workspaces. Specifically one that has so far only been occupied by one single secretary.
Okay.
And so they were going to put up a wall next to her to create an office space next to her work area, which would be a little smaller, but would still be definitely manageable for her.
Yeah.
This secretary, and I feel like everyone knows like a school secretary who is just like that bitch, you know?
And that needs to be your best friend. Like, I want to...
You have to be nice with that woman. Like, yes. It's just how it is. And so the secretary was very put out and upset to lose some of her space. So the contractors came, they measured the space, they did a little prep work, and they put tape to indicate here's where the new wall is going to go. And she moved it 2 feet over so that her space would stay bigger. So, and no one noticed because it's just tape, right? It's like, who's thinking? Right. Oh, someone's going to move the tape, right?
Right. And you just wouldn't think.
And so no one noticed. And the wall got built. And then everyone's like, why is this office so small? Like, it was supposed to be bigger than this. And so then a different secretary who I guess often gets bullied and belittled by the main secretary who did the crime, reported her to the principal.
Oh my God.
And so they don't know what the status is of the secretary getting into any sort of trouble or anything like that. But yesterday the contractors came back to knock down the wall and rebuild it where it's supposed to be. And apparently this is not the first time that she's overstepped boundaries and done something ridiculous to keep herself from being inconvenienced. And our messenger is interested to see if she'll finally get fired or transferred or if she'll have to pay for the new worker materials.
She knows where the bodies are buried, right? Everything.
Yes.
So there is no way in hell any consequences are coming.
No, her life is going to be fine. And I would love to hear more about other stories of the secretary.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I know, like, I have a close friend who works at a school. So they tell me, but they're very good with the secretary. But this secretary also has similar, just like they will do what they want. And they've been there for 30 years. So no one is touching them. So I'm obsessed with this secretary in this other state that I have never met.
Yeah, literally.
So add another one to the list because my God.
I feel like she reminds me of someone that I used to work with who would absolutely do this, and it's giving.
But imagine if this person was on your side. The power you'd have.
Oh my God. Yeah, exactly. That's what anytime there's like a receptionist or someone, you have to just suck up to them. You bring them a coffee. You ask them about their weekend. Like,
yeah, it doesn't matter. Old job, I was besties with the office manager. Mm-hmm. And listen,
it's what you have to do.
The tea that you get, because they have access to everything. And I remember one time casually just mentioning, just about work and, you know, asking for more money, blah, blah, blah. And they were like, well, here's how much other people make. And I was like, oh,
Yeah. It's like, oh, damn. Okay. Now I have the information.
Exactly. So my point is you have to be nice to these people. And do I think this is like the right thing to do? Of course not. And I don't believe that they should bully other secretaries. No. But also, this is so petty. And I just think it's hilarious.
Imagine going through all that to get 2 feet more space. Like, that is not that much.
I know. Like, I truly have to. We're trying to add some more furniture in our house. So we are, you know, doing some measuring. And I think I definitely was like, oh, it's 2 feet bigger than what I'd want. Mm-hmm. And I was like, it's fine. So I can't imagine like caring that much.
Yeah, you're like 2 feet margin of error. Who cares?
Exactly. This is a hilarious anonymous, I have to say.
It made me laugh. So, like, we have a couple others in the chamber that maybe I should have gone for first because they're a little bit longer and we're light on content this week.
It's fine.
But this one just made, I laughed out loud when I read this today. And I was like, no, this is top of the pile.
Oh, my, no, I love it. Thank you, Messenger, for sharing this.
Thank you.
They're so petty. And I want to be their friend.
Yes, that I want the proximity to power that they have.
Yeah, and I want to be clear that I'm not this person at work. I'm actually very nice and friends with everyone, but also I love this stuff. You know, that's why we have this podcast, right? Because we have Anonymous, because it's so funny.
It's honestly, I'm sitting here like, ugh, are we due for another Oops All Anonymous episode coming up? Do you think we can
maybe
get Rob
for the
to come
holidays?
Back?
I think that could be our holiday gift to the messenger.
I love that. Well, if people want it to happen, we need A, to get a bunch more mess. So send it tinyurl.com/messmagnets. And you know what? I'm not doing it if we don't hit 300 by the end of November. I'm not doing it.
Yes. 300 I like reviews. That. So 300 reviews by the end of messenger. What is wrong? By the end, I was trying to make
Messvember.
November. Ew, that's horrible. By November, we need to get to 300, which I think we can do, y'all.
It's
and
doable.
Then we're gonna bring the Daddy Networks, you know, head.
Yeah. Well, we'll try to listen, we'll try to convince Rob to come back. We have not talked to him about this. Like, he could say no, but if he says no, we'll get an equally iconic guest.
Yeah. I feel like there's enough. We can make something happen.
We'll make something happen. I just don't want to promise that it will be Rob when we
haven't
talked
to him. We will talk to the Daddy Network is the point.
Yes.
But if there are other people that you're, you know, maybe we should reach for that are outside the Daddy Network, mm-hmm. that's also fine. Tell us who should be the guest if not the Daddy Network.
Oh my God. It's
I can't. I'll not call him that. But, you know, Rob. Okay. If it won't be Rob...
Yeah, send us your ideas. Tweet us at Mess Magnets. We're going to figure it out.
Yeah. So let's make it happen.
Yes.
I love it. And with that, Kirsten, where can the people find you?
Yes. So you can follow me everywhere at Kirsten Said What, including twitch.tv/Kirsten Said What. Lindsay Wilson and I are talking about Tuca and Birdie over on BoJack Horsepod. And myself, Jenny, and Rob over on the Daddy Network have been breaking down the Real Love Boat. I know. What a treat for us all. What about you, Sasha? Where can they find you?
Perfect. You can find me, of course, every week over on Silent Podcast, where I'm covering The Amazing Race. Lots of fun. Jason Reed and I decided to come back because we missed each other. She-Hulk's over. So we recap The Amazing Race. Go check that out. And Chappelle and I are doing, you know, the Never Have I Ever.
So fun.
Listen, it's fun, but we're toxic. We're never going to be weekly.
If you
it
like
is what it is,
if you like Mess Magnets, you will love the Silent Podcast Never Have I Ever coverage.
Correct. So check that out as well. And I will be on some Survivor content this week as well. And some other things, et cetera, et cetera. So follow me on Twitter at funsize_04 to keep track of everything I'm doing. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Five stars only. Subscribe to the feed. And with that, goodbye from me.
See you next week.